You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protesters south of Chicago's downtown today calling for ICE to leave. Homeland Security says ICE agents were boxed in this morning by 10 vehicles along Kedzie Avenue, leading to agents to fire off shots, injuring one woman. ABC's Alex Preche has more.
This happened in the Brighton Park neighborhood. They said the person that they shot was a woman. She was someone that was known to CBP. She had been in a bulletin, and they were aware of postings that she had made online urging folks in that neighborhood to attack agents.
Homeland Security's Kristi Noem has sent a request to Secretary Hegseth to send federal troops to both Chicago and to Portland, Oregon. After Hamas signaled it agreed to some elements of the U.S. proposal to end the war in Gaza, there's now a push to finalize a deal and free the hostages. Peace talks expected to begin tomorrow in Egypt. October feeling more like summer. This weekend across much of the country, temperatures are up. This is ABC News. The commissioner of the WNBA, Kathy Engelbert, now going on record for the first time since the blistering criticism earlier this week from one of the league's brightest stars, Nafisa Collier.
The Minnesota Lynx player didn't hold back at her end-of-season press conference, describing the league's leadership as the worst in the world. Players across the league rallied behind Collier, calling for accountability and change, also pointing to other persistent issues like uneven pay and player marketing. Now, Engelbert responding, acknowledging there is work to be done.
We value feedback. We listen to criticism.
Engelbert saying that the league and players' union are meeting next week to discuss a new collective bargaining agreement and that she plans to remain commissioner after that agreement is finalized.
ABC's Ike Adjachi. Drugstore chain Rite Aid closing its remaining stores across the U.S. Along with competition, the company had dealt with opioid-related lawsuits and bankruptcy filings. I'm Michelle Franzen. ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Few clouds and still breezy tonight. It'll be warm with a low of 62. Plenty of sunshine with some late afternoon clouds tomorrow. Breezy winds continue to stick around with a high of 84 and a 60% chance of showers and storms through the night. Tomorrow night, up to 2/10 of an inch of rain is possible, and cloudy and calmer winds with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, our winds are out of the north at 6 miles per hour. We did hit a high of 86 today, which was a degree short of our record high, and our current temperature is 84 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Saturday, October 4th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority has appointed Jody Jean Amble as the new Director of Marketing and Communications. In this role, Amble will lead marketing strategies and communications campaigns to advance affordable housing and economic opportunity across Wisconsin. Amble joins WEDA after 8 years at Renew Wisconsin, where she served as Communications Director, Deputy Director, and most recently as Interim Executive Director. During her time at Renew, she advanced brand development policy communications and stakeholder engagement strategies on complex statewide issues. The U.S. Department of Labor has announced the award of more than $86 million in industry-driven skills training fund grants to 14 states to accelerate innovation, strengthen domestic production, and address critical workforce needs across the country, with more than $20 million of funding support supporting the revitalization of the domestic shipbuilding industry, training workers in welding, marine electrical, manufacturing, and other skilled trades. The Department Industry-Driven Skills Training Fund grant recipients include the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development receiving $7.3 million to support advanced manufacturing and generative AI. It's a busy weekend in Richland Center today through and tomorrow as the community celebrates Center Color Fest. Throughout the day today, there were citywide garage sales. The Wheels of Time Hills Country Classic Power Show is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds through tomorrow. Oakwood Fruit Farm's Customer Appreciation Days are being held today and tomorrow as well. Also, Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomping is being held today until 7, featuring live music and wine tasting. And the Canyon of Lights Parade will step off in downtown Richland Center at 7. Sunday will feature tours of the A.D. German Warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. And tour times are noon, 1, and 2. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are now accepting applications for the Food Security and Wisconsin Products Grant Program. The program seeks to provide funding for nonprofit food assistance organizations to purchase food from Wisconsin producers and processors. $10 million of funding was allocated to continue the program in the new biennial state budget. Applications to receive a portion of the $5 million in funding available this year will be accepted until November 5th. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create a statewide registry for Parkinson's disease. The registry would be established through the Department of Population Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and include annual reports on the prevalence of the neurological disease. The hope is increased tracking of Parkinson's could help researchers identify potential contributing factors like environmental conditions. Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease after Alzheimer's. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation that would allow academic institutions to face legal consequences for free speech violations on campus. Among the potential consequences public universities could face are two-year tuition freezes, legal damages, and a requirement to state their free speech violation on admission documents for the next 4 years. The universities would also be required to provide annual instruction on the First Amendment and conduct surveys on academic freedom and political biases every 2 years. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the federal government. According to a press release, the lawsuit seeks to block new restrictions on federal funding meant to support victims of domestic violence and other crimes that were imposed by the U.S. Department of Justice. The coalition is challenging a restriction that would require crime victims to be screened for their immigration status before they could receive the legal services that may be available under the Victims of Crime Act. It started on October 1st. Wisconsin households will not have to pay sales tax on their electricity and natural gas bills. The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to the bipartisan exemption, including the 2025 through 27 state budget. WRCO News Time is 5:09. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Before buying a UTV, check out the lineup of Segway UTVs. The 44 horsepower UT6 starts at $94.99. 105 horsepower UT10 starts at $12,499. The amazing UT10 crew is only $16,499. There is 0% for 36 months financing. All Segway UTVs haul 1,000 pounds and tow 2,500 pounds. Let a Segway UTV be part of your play and heavy work. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader Store.
Today is Saturday, October 4th. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gase Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held Monday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th, at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th, from noon until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center, died September 26 following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is the meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather for WRCO. We are going to continue to have mostly clear skies as we head into tonight. Winds are still going to be a bit breezy as well, mostly from the south, about 10 to 15 miles per hour, and gusts up to 25. Warmer temperatures are sticking around as well. Lows will be dropping just to the upper 50s and low 60s. For our Sunday, we're looking at plenty of sunshine with some late afternoon clouds coming in. Breezy winds will continue to stick around as well, coming from the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. gusts up to 30 can be expected. Highs are going to be in the mid-80s. Sunday night's going to be a bit of a change. We're looking at 60% chance of showers and storms through the night, up to 0.2 inches of possible rainfall for the area. Cloudy skies and winds will be a little bit more calm. We're looking at lows dropping to the mid-50s. Winds will be coming from the south and then the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday, we will feel the effects of that cold front pushing through. Mostly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of showers all day, up to 1/3 inch of rainfall in some areas is possible. Like I said, much cooler temperatures, highs only in the mid-60s. Winds coming from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, we are going to expect a 30% chance of early morning showers, then decreasing clouds through the rest of the day. Much cooler, but it's still going to be feeling a little bit seasonal. Highs once again in the mid-60s. Wednesday, as we get into the middle of the week, some patchy frost is possible early, otherwise sunny and dry conditions. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Thursday will continue to have a gradual warming trend. We're looking at some early AM sprinkles and some late night showers as well, otherwise mostly sunny during the day. Highs in the upper 60s. Heading into Friday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a few lingering AM sprinkles with highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 84 degrees. After a high today, 86 degrees, we just missed the record high by 1 degree, and today's morning low was 55. Yesterday's high was 89, which was a new record set, and precipitation we received yesterday was no precipitation. A record high set back in 1953, 87 degrees with a low of 23 set back in 1974. Last year's high was 69 with a low of 45. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:38, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:03. And the winds are out of the north at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.88, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 84 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
It was homecoming weekend. The Ithaca School District and Ithaca played their homecoming game today against Royal. And with more on that game, because that was our featured broadcast right here on WRC 100.9, with that highlights from that game, here's Phil Nee.
The Ithaca Bulldogs had a happy homecoming with a 20-0 victory over the Royal Panthers. Just one touchdown in the first half. That was Houston Bone with a 7-yard run. The two-pointer failed, and it was 6-0 Ithaca. That, in fact, was the halftime score. The Bulldogs would score early in the third quarter. Quintus Banker with a pick-six interception return for a touchdown of 30 yards, and the Bulldogs went up 12-0 after the kick failed. The Bulldogs would score one more touchdown. That was early in the fourth quarter. 11-16 remained in the game after a big drive that put the Bulldogs inside the 2-yard line. Keegan Jones, the quarterback, kept the ball and plunged across on the sneak. Cody Burns ran the 2-point conversion to make it 20-0, and that is how it ended at Ithaca. Happy homecoming for the Bulldogs, who win their second in a row. They improved to 4-3 overall. Royal falls to 3-4 with the loss. Again, the final in Ithaca, 20-0. Bulldogs over the Panthers in afternoon homecoming football. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Elsewhere in high school football today, it was North Crawford beating Highland 50-8. And for local teams that played last night in high school football, Richland Center's homecoming was a good one because they beat Dodgeville by a score of 50-28. In Riverdale's homecoming game, they beat Boscobel 42-0. And it was River Valley beating Platteville 28-26. There was cross-country action today, and the Dick McKinchin Platteville Invitational took place today, and a few area teams took part. And in the large schools in boys, Richland Center Ithaca took first, and Owen Dreyer took first in the large schools overall, and in the overall competition, he placed second. Clayton Lee also placed fourth, took fourth, and Ryan Stadler took seventh, and Robert Budden took 13th, and Kiernan Culber took 20th place. Also in the large schools, River Valley took first, took 16th, I should say, and Nathan Hamilton came in 30th, and Carl Fair came in 79th for the Blackhawks. In the small schools, Boscobel took first place, or third place, I should say. Boy, I got everybody I want to give first place to. But no, Boscobel, they took third place, and Bodie Bright, he took sixth place, and Kipton Brown placed 14th. In the girls' action, for large schools, for teams, scores, River Valley took 10th place, and Molly Mace, she finished 18th, and Aubrey Anleiker, she finished 36th. And also in the small school division, right now I had to see no really local teams that placed on there, but as far as individual placing, Molly Mace from River Valley, as I mentioned, she took 29th, and Pearl Fretz from Richland Center Ithaca, she placed 43rd. There was also high school boys soccer today. River Valley beat Jefferson 2-0. It was Wisconsin Heights Barneveld over Watertown Lutheran Prep 2-0. Sauk Prairie beat Sun Prairie East 2-1. And it was West Salem over Reedsburg by a score of 2-0. Jackson Churio went 3-for-3 and drove in 3 runs in the first 2 innings before departing with a hamstring injury as the Milwaukee Brewers trounced the Chicago Cubs 9-3 in their NL Division Series opener. Churio became the first player to have 3 hits in the first 2 innings of a playoff game, but his availability for Monday's game 2 is the best of 5 in the best of 5 series is unclear. Churio, who missed a month of the regular season with a strained right hamstring, left tightness in hamstring after beating out a bases loaded infield single. Also in Major League Baseball today, the Blue Jays are leading the Yankees in the bottom of the seventh in game one of their division series. So that game is right now in the bottom of the seventh. Blue Jays leading 3-1. Three-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer has been left off the Toronto Blue Jays roster for their AL Division Series against the New York Yankees. Scherzer struggled in his last six starts, going 1-3 with a 9.00 ERA. Shortstop Bo Bichette and right-hander Chris Bassett are also out due to injuries. Toronto has included 13 pitchers with a focus on left-handers to counter the Yankees lineup. The Los Angeles Dodgers have added Clayton Kershaw for their NL Division Series against Philadelphia. Also in college football, Bryce Underwood threw for a season-high 270 yards and a touchdown. Justice Haynes ran for 117 yards and two scores, and number 20 Michigan beat Wisconsin by a score of 24-10. The Wolverines pulled away in the second half when Underwood threw a 29-yard touchdown pass to Donovan McCauley late in the third quarter, and Haynes had his second short touchdown run early in the fourth. The Badgers opened the game with a 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drive that took nearly 7 minutes off the clock and didn't score again until Nathaniel Vacos kicked a 39-yard field goal late in the game. Elsewhere in Big Ten action today, Illinois beat Purdue by a score of 43-27. Also in WEAC action, Stout beat Eau Claire 42-17. It was Oshkosh over River Falls 21-17. Platteville beat Stevens Point 52-0. And La Crosse defeated Whitewater 23-20. And Giannis Antetokounmpo has joined the Milwaukee Bucks in practice for the first time this season. He missed the first few days of training camp while recovering from COVID-19 in Greece. Today, Antetokounmpo participated in non-contact work only, according to Bucks coach Doc Rivers. Antetokounmpo arrived in Miami on Friday, and the Bucks have been preparing for their preseason opener against the Heat on Monday. Antetokounmpo, entering his 13th season with Milwaukee, is a 9-time All-Star and 2-time MVP. Rivers noted that practicing without Antetokounmpo helps the team prepare for minutes when he's off the floor. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds
October 10th and 11th.
Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. And live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m. ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m. Fan Dino and Burnout Road noon to 5 and Diesel Truck Challenge and vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
All
Hello again, everyone. It's time for another backtracking show on WRCO Radio as we take it back to the 70s and 80s for some music headlines and some hot hits. All a part of our Retro Saturdays here on WRCO Radio. We start you off back in 1981 when Billy Joel released the first digitally recorded live album, Songs in the Attic, a collection of tunes he had recorded before his big breakthrough. Billy Joel kicks off the backtracking show. Hope you're having a great weekend in Southwest Wisconsin as we take you back to some weekend headlines and highlights from days gone by. It was this weekend in 1976 when Elvis Presley attracted a crowd at a gas station in Memphis, Tennessee, when he stopped to fill up his Harley. After chatting with fans for a few minutes, the King just calmly drove away. He probably said, "Thank you very much."
Oh, get on up. Down in Memphis, all stranded in downtown Birmingham.
terminal gate. Swing low, charity, come down easy, pass it to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know Fort Virginia died 1-4-10-09. Telephone's back home, this is the promised land. Terminal gate. A swing low chariot, come down easy, pass it to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know Fort Virginia died 1-4-10-09. Telephone's back home, this is a promised land calling and the poor boys on the line.
That was Presley the King in WRCO Radio, driving his motorcycle and singing that song, probably. Anyway, let's flash ahead to 1980. Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, and Mick Fleetwood presented the University of Southern California Trojan Marching Band with a platinum record for their contribution to an album and a song specifically that was known as Tusk. Fleetwood Mac and a great marching song there from their album in 1980 and a song called Tusk. This weekend in 1973, the BBC broadcast the 500th edition of the rock and roll show Top of the Pops. Some of the greatest from through the years were actually on that show, including the early days of the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five and the Animals and all those great British groups. By 73, they were featuring some top acts of music, including That Night, Slade, Gary Glitter, and America's The Osmonds. The Osmonds had this later day hit for them as brothers, as hitmakers on the pop charts. And a forgotten classic tonight on the Backtrackin' Show, The Osmonds and Love Me for a Reason. The Osmonds and WRCO with a forgotten track on the Backtrackin' Show. We'll be right back with more memories.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I graduated from Woodstock High School in Illinois in 1975. Recently, I traveled back there to attend my 50th high school class reunion. The city has grown and changed dramatically. The school has been enlarged. A second high school has been constructed in the city. And I was amazed to discover that I had graduated with so many old people. We had a great time reminiscing about the good old days and remembering the things we did when we were young and seemingly invincible. Like every person, we did many things we later regretted. I'm very glad, however, that the lives of many of my classmates were turned around after high school by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But as we talked about all the things we did during high school that were not godly things, I'm so glad those days are behind us, and I have been forgiven for those transgressions. Our sins of the past that are forgiven have also been expunged from our record, but so often Satan seems to keep bringing them up in the remembrance to tempt, deceive, condemn, and defeat us. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Paul writes, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Yes, we should learn from history and from our mistakes. If we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. But we can move past the condemnation of our past through the power of the Holy Spirit's cleansing in us. Let's rise up into the best that Jesus has for us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
We missed a record high today at the studios by one. It was up to 86 degrees. Right now we're at 83. Coming up, the final portion of the Backtrack and Show and tonight's edition of Those Were the Days.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 fuel 14-inch top-handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Backtracking, WRCO.
Welcome back to the Backtracking Show. I'm Phil Nee. As we go back to some music headlines and some hot happening hits from this weekend and some weeks of your life, 70s and 80s, a great time, and our retro Saturday continues as we lead right toward tonight's edition of Those Were the Days. Next up in line, we go back to the year of 1977. This song was peaking out at number 11 this week on the Billboard survey for Stephen Bishop from his album Careless.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Take him from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she feels like crying. Steals the stars from the sky, puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. If you know it,
Bishop and WRCA Radio's Those Were the Days, and a song called On and On. This week in 2017, we were learning the sad news of the death of Tom Petty, who died after multi-system organ failure at the age of just 66. He had some many big hits, albums, and great tours throughout the land. We remember Mr. Petty on the Backtrack and Show this time with a song that goes from the concert tour in the mid-1980s. And special guest Stevie Nicks was a part of this particular duet as well, doing an old Searchers number called Needles and Pins on the Backtrack and Show. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers live with Stevie Nicks in the background and Needles and Pins. Thanks for joining us for the Backtrack and Show. So we'll go back in time for one more slice of the chart and we'll find out what was number one this week in 1988. It's a song from an album that was doing very, very well as well. And let's go back and relive this Def Leppard classic now as we bring on a song called Love Bites, which found its way all the way to number one. from the album Hysteria, and that is Def Leppard and a song called Love Bites, number one from 1988. And that's going to do it for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. This is Phil Lee wishing you the best, and stay tuned for more great music right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love, like an extra 30%